Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 1. Today we're reading Chapter 9 of the novel, The Thanksgiving Letters by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Barbara Fleming hurried home after dropping Antoinette off at the abortion clinic. If I hurry, I can catch Clement before he goes off to the law firm with Alexander, she thought. She caught them just in time, as they were pulling out of the driveway and she was coming in. Go ahead on, Alexander. I'll drop Clement off later. I have something very important to talk with him about. Go on, Dad, Clement reassured him. I'll drive my car down. Once inside the house, Barbara wasted no time in getting to the point. Did you know that Antoinette is pregnant with your child? What? No, I was not aware of that at all, Clement said. You don't seem too surprised, Barbara said. Well, no, Clement said. We were together on prom night, but she never told me she got pregnant. Well, she is. In fact, right now, she's down at a clinic. She told her mother and Margaret told me. I've spent the past 2 days trying to get her to change her mind, but she will not listen. Margaret is breaking down mentally, so I told her I would handle it. Do you mean she's planning on having an abortion? Clement asked with surprise. She can't, Mom. You've got to talk her out of it. I know. That's why I'm heading down there, to hopefully get her to change her mind before she commits this wretched act and brings shame on her family. Looking at her watch, she continued, It's 8:30. I have about 20 minutes to get down there. The clinic is just off Dynasty Street. I'm coming with you, Clement said resolutely. He jumped into the passenger seat of his mother's car. Oh God, please don't let her do this. The baby's my child as well, he prayed silently over and over. Mom, you're making the wrong turn. Aren't you supposed to go downtown? Hurry. Yes, I'm taking you to your job first. It might be too much for her to see you at this time. Go ahead on to work, but say nothing to your father. I'll discuss it with him later. I'll do a better job talking Antoinette out of this alone. Are you sure? Clement asked, loosening his seatbelt as she slowed down in front of his father's law office. Sure, son. I have 15 minutes to get there. Pray that all goes well. Barbara Fleming sped out into the street. Her cell phone rang as she pulled into the abortion clinic parking lot. Hello, Antoinette. I'm right outside the building. Antoinette slid into the car and stared straight ahead. Well, Barbara asked, what I came here to do is done. Please just take me home now, Antoinette said, looking at her. Barbara smiled to herself. Yes, what's done is done. Remember, Barbara said as she cruised to a stop in front of the Mariah's mansion, do not say a word to anyone else. Clement won't waste any time in marrying you, darling. Antoinette hurried to her room. Her mother stopped her in the hallway. Antoinette, did you have a good outing with Barbara? I hope you don't mind, but I went ahead and called my doctor and set up an appointment for your first visit. Antoinette glared at her. You're insane, just like Barbara Fleming said, she muttered, running to her room and slamming the door shut. Now what did I say to bring that on? Margaret thought as she picked up the phone to call Barbara. How did your outing go, Barbara? Antoinette doesn't seem too happy. Well, she's not. She just shared with me that she had an abortion, Barbara said. What? You've got to be kidding me, Margaret said. No, ma'am. She did not know how to tell you, so she asked me to talk with you about it. If I were you, I wouldn't bring it up for a few days. You know, give her time to accept it. She said you weren't too pleased when she told you she was pregnant. What mother would be pleased at such news from her unmarried daughter? Anyway, she said she did it for you, Barbara continued. For me? Now where did she get the notion that I wanted her to have an abortion? Well, didn't you? Of course not. I wanted her to have the baby. After I got over the initial shock, the thought of becoming a grandmother was pleasing to me. Well, what's done is done, Barbara sighed. Maybe now she and Clement will see the need to get married right away. That evening, Clement and his mother had a heart-to-heart talk. Clement, don't beat up on yourself. There's nothing you could have done to stop her. She was set on terminating the pregnancy. I could not stop her. Her mother could not stop her. Clemens sighed and punched his right fist into the palm of his left hand a couple times. Guilt overcame him as he felt responsible for everything. You know, Clement, you can ease a lot of this guilt and bad feeling by marrying her. Clement looked at his mother long and hard before answering, Mom, my answer remains the same. I am not going to marry Antoinette. I have no reason to now. Maybe if she had gone ahead and given birth to the child, I would have reconsidered. But now there's definitely nothing to hold us together. Look, Clement, she needs you now more than ever. She did this for you. For me? Mom, I know you had dreams of us marrying. But when and if I do get married, it will be to Lacey Lovelace. Her? Barbara asked with disdain. Yes, Mom, her. We love each other and there's nothing you can do to change it. We will see, Barbara mouthed to herself. We will see. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible says in the book of Romans 10:13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow, in your newfound faith in Christ, go to gospellightsociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.